السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant you an afiyat and good health, and Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you. حضرت مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Zulqaada 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Ahqaf, the winding tracks, and verses number 21 and 22 of our lesson today, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, Wadhkur, you ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make mention, Akha Ad, of the brother of Ad. So who is the brother of Ad? Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa ila Adin akhahum Huda. Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wa salam's name nami isme grami, honorable name, is mentioned 7 times in the noble Quran. What is the meaning of Hud? A person who is guided and is a guide to others as well. He is such a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Surah chapter number 11 of the noble Quran is dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. If you open Surah chapter 11, you will see it is Surah Hud. And how many verses are there in that chapter? 1, 2, 3. So very easy to remember that Surah Hud, chapter 11 and 1, 2, 3, 123 verses in that particular and specific surah. Where was he sent? To the people of Ad. Where are the people of Ad located, situated in ancient history? So remember that if you go to a place called Yemen, Yemen is in the news now, and a place called Oman, Oman, the capital Muscat, and another famous place they call Salala. So with Allah's help, we've been to all these places, Sana'a, there in Yemen, Muscat, Salala. So that area between Sana'a, Yemen, and between Muscat, Salala, so that area was known as the area for the people of Qawm-e Ad. And they would put up big, big structures, you know. Nowadays we call them, you must remember, the high rising towers and buildings and so forth. So the people in those days would call that area of Qawm-e Ad the city of thousand pillars. The city and the area of thousand pillars. Like nowadays, if you go to Qahira and if you go to Cairo, so you will see they call it the city of thousand minarets. Minaret, in English they say minarets. So M-I-N-A-R-E-T-S. So like that in ancient history. So we know the location and we know the people and we know the messenger and how great and majestic he was. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealing an entire surah chapter for him, comprising 1, 2, 3 verses. So now Almighty Allah is telling us, Suratul Ahqaf, chapter 46. So he, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam, what he did, Andara qawmahu, remember when he warned, warned with love and compassion, qawmahu, his people, and that are the people of Aad. This is the unique feature, characteristic of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla wala said, wa ila adin akhawhum huda, wa ila thamuda akhawhum saliha. But Allah Jalla wala did not say, wa ila Qurayshin akhawhum ahmada. And to the Quraysh we send the Ahmad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nay. Then Allah said, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jamia. They Almighty Allah said, Walakin Rasulullahi wa khataman nabiyin. Allah Jalla wala said, Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. Every messenger prophet who came before Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for a specific time and a particular place. But he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came for the entire universe and the creation. Chapter number 21, and that is Surah Anbiya, the Prophets and Messengers, and verse number 107, Illa Rahmatulil Alameen, as a mercy not for humanity only, but the entire universe and creation. And in the 17th Juz, 17th Subara, and Lakir Rasulullah wa Khataman Nabiyin, chapter 33 and verse number 40, that you were, you are, you always will be the last and the final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember that Nabi Isa alayhi salam is alive, will come down, but his birth Mubarak took place 600 years before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The intervening period 600 years mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So we should understand all that. So when he returns, he will come not as a prophet and messenger, but as a ummati and follower of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Id andara qawmahu bil ahqaf. Ahqaf is the plural of hiqfun. Ha, qaf, fa. So ha with the kasra with the zair, and qaf with the jazm there and sukun, and fa. So hiqfun, one, and ahqafun, the winding tracks. You know, I stayed in Newcastle for 20 years exactly, 1981 January to 2001, you understand, January. And then we came here to Lanesia, mashallah, and our career changed. We went to the media with Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence, grace and mercy. So when I should travel from here, from Heidelberg to Newcastle and so forth, because my parents, my family, they're still there. So Heidelberg, Newcastle, 250 kilos plus minus, either you go via Stenerton, Falkirk, or either you go via Memel and, you know, Frieda and all these places. So plus minus 250 kilos. And if you're going via Balfour, Stenerton and Falkirk, then you come there to Majuba. And remember, those roads were very winding roads, you know. So if you don't keep control, you will then definitely, Allah forbid, meet up with the accident. Now it's much better than what it was before. So winding roads. But this is not winding road for 5-10 kilos. So this is that the whole area had winding roads. You must remember that. And tracks, so winding tracks between Oman, Muscat, Salalah. Salalah is with the sword. Salalah, and on the other side is Yemen, and that is Sana'a, and so forth. So we know the location now. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ النُّذُرُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ. And so many prophets who were warners came before him, before Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam. So many came after him, and then the final messenger came, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Inna deena al-maqboola inda Allah al-Islam. The only religion accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala from time immemorial was, is, will always be Islam. So the deen of Islam never ever changed. What does it mean? That every prophet and messenger came, and what was their message? Allah ta'budu illa Allah. Do not worship anybody, anything, or besides Almighty Allah, Tawheed. Believing in the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. To believe in the Risalat, that the Prophets are selected by Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and not elected, as you see the elections today, the jokers and the enemies and idiots and fools like Trump and Netanyahu and them. They cook up the elections and they win it. And then the third one, Al-Ba'ath Ba'd Al-Mawt, that is life after death. Alhamdulillah. So we have Tawheed, believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Risalat, believing in all the prophets and messengers, not pick and choose, and to believe in life after death. There is a day of Qiyamah, day of justice, day of judgment and reckoning. Then there is Jannah and paradise, or hellfire, Allah forbid. So all these are articles of faith. We must be very, very clear on all these issues. So what kept on evolving, changing? So that was the kullin ja'alna minkum shir'atan wa minhaja. The sharia, this is halal, that is haram, lawful, unlawful. But the deen, the fundamentals and the core issues, that always remain the same. Inni akhafu alaykum azaba yawmin azim. That he, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam, told his people of Ad, if you're going to continue with your kufr and shirk, with your blasphemy and your polytheism and idol worship, then I indeed, I fear for you, azaba yawmin azim. So azab, punishment. Azim, a very, very big punishment. Yom, on that day there. So remember, but azim, yeh looks like Yawmin Azim, so Jarre Jiwar you call it. Anyway, that's all our technical jargon, you don't have to worry about it. Now the arrogance of the people, today you tell people what you are doing is wrong, playing paddle there with somebody else's wife, somebody else's daughter. He says, hey, it's not your business, it's my life, I will do what I want to, you see. So that is the arrogance and the pride of the person. He is not prepared to accept what you are telling him. So Almighty Allah addresses these issues for me and you and for this ummah here. That when we tell people that interest is haram, we tell them that the inheritance is ratio 2-1 for male and female in most instances, then many people don't want to accept it from the bottom of their heart and the inner recesses of the heart. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 206. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. When you tell the person, fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ. Then his pride, his arrogance get hold of him. You know me, I'm a multi-billionaire. You know me, I'm a trustee of the biggest masjid in Africa and in the world. I am the trustee of this company and that company. So he will start telling you his virtues. That does not mean anything to us. What you are doing, what you are saying is haram. أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ. So the pride and arrogance get a hold of him. بِالْإِثْمِ. And that pride and arrogance of him leads him to committing more and more vices and sins. So rejection of the truth, فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Hence Jahannam and the hellfire is sufficient for such people. Allah protect us. وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِحَادِ. How horrible, terrible is that place. Mihad. To understand Quran, you must understand the history of the words, the philology. Chapter 2, verse 206. Mihad, now the mother just gave birth. And subhanallah, she places the blankets and the shawl and everything on the floor. So my beloved Ladla, my beloved Ladli, my beloved son and beloved daughter must be in a comfortable place and comfort zone, you see. So that blanket, that shawl, and whatever else carpet you put there for your baby, so that is called mihad. But for these people, there'll be no blanket and no shawl. It will be fire everywhere, from all directions, remember. So because that pride became the means of their, you understood, downfall. From hero to zero and dispatched straight to hell. chapter 2, verse 206. So when he, Hud alayhi salatu salam, told them, what was their response? Qalu, they, the Qawm-e Aad, 90%, 95% said, Aji'itana, what? You see, Hamza istifham. You came to us, Lita'afikana an alihatina, Lita'afikana ulama, students who know Arabic, Lita'afikana, Litasrifana, so that you divert us away. You take us away, an alihatina, from our demigods, semigods, idols. We love them. Never mind the birds urinate and defecate on them. Today people are worshipping lingam, so remember the male organ. Today people are worshipping yoni, the female organ. People are worshipping, remember that, Ganeshi, the elephant god. People are worshipping Hanuman, so you must remember the monkey god. People are worshipping Ganpati, so they are worshipping the rats and the mice and so forth. Go to India and see. When I used to go there, Maulana Salim Kareem, you know, we just jump in the train. We never required any visas. And third class, we just go. We are students. And then any tourist bus in Delhi, any tourist bus there in Bombay, you just jump in, you understand, 1 rupee, 5 rupees, 10 rupees. Very cheap, you know. I used to even wonder how these people charge us. But the people were poor. So I'm speaking of 40, 50 years ago. So what happens? You see, so they take you to the temples and all that. And then you hear all the stories. So you wonder, you know, a bird, a pigeon urinates, defecates on these idols. They can't help themselves. How the hell are they going to help you? So they would challenge the Prophet. What they say, Fatina, Bima Ta'iduna, like today's secularists, like today's capitalists, like today's Zionists. They say, God promised them, you must remember Israel. But if you look at the founding fathers and the people who established Israel, 90% of them were atheists. They never believed in any religion. Haramis, war criminals. Fatina bima ta'iduna. So they told Hud alayhi salam, you bring for us bima ta'iduna all these threats and warnings of yours, that punishment will come. In kunta minas sadiqin, if you are truthful. Then what happens? We'll continue tomorrow, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I came down, Junaid Mota saw me coming down, but I forgot my page with the news, views and interviews. So therefore, I made ishara and I just signaled to Junaid Mota, wait 1 minute, I have to run up, I forgot the page, you see, with the news, views and interviews. So that is what happens, Maulana Salim Kareem and the esteemed listeners. So it was my fault because an insan, unisyan, human being, we forget. Allah Jalla Wala is who? Wa ma kana rabbuka nasiya. Your Allah Jalla Wala never ever forgets. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today, Tuesday, 7th of Zulqa'dah, 1446, in South Africa and few other countries. Majority of the countries of the world, today is the 8th of Zulqa'dah. Exactly 1 month's time, the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, will be going in their white ihrams. Everybody excited, elated, delighted. Our Hajj is starting. And now we're going from Makkah to Mina, from Azizia to Mina. And then they're walking, millions and thousands of people, with Brother Hussein Khan, is rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, good man. And with BRICS, Brother Abu Bakr Ahmed, yeah, of Flywheel. So they were in partners. So I tell them, me, I don't walk. I'll take all the old people, you see. So they have one bus for the senior citizens. So we come there like big shots with the bus, you see. So that is how it used to work and so forth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajj on a camel. Never walked, you must remember. So therefore, majority scholars say to go by means of transport is better. Understand that point also. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews of today, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So US, America, Haramis, UK, United Kingdom, Israel, all three haramis, musketeers, attack Yemen. And they say, we're warning you, we're going to attack you more and more. How dare you attack Israel, our favorite blue-eyed child, you see, illegitimate child. So they said, our Yemeni brothers, who sees people with iman and wisdom, what they said, we block all your ships on the Red Sea. We are the pirates of the sea. You see that? No American ship, no British ship, no Israeli ship will go through here. Alhamdulillah, the poorest country in the Arab world, taking on the might of America, Britain and Israel, and the richest countries, biggest haramis, they will sit like clowns and donkeys next week in front of Trump, remember, and just say, Sami'ina wa ata'ana, we heard Mr. Trump, you harami, and we obey you. So that are the donkeys, remember that. So remember that the Haaretz newspaper writes in the headlines, a decisive defeat for Hamas is unlikely. Israel going into another disaster if they want to enter there with the army and so forth and so on. So you must remember, Hamas rejects the ceasefire. 600 trucks minimum must enter with food. They suggesting 60 trucks. And who will go and distribute the food and all that? The American organizations, and Israel will oversee it. Go to hell, America and Israel. We will take you on. We will bring you down, inshallah. Israel is already on the verge of Sakarat. They look at them economically, look at them politically, look at them in the world, a pariah state, just like South Africa under apartheid. They are worse than the apartheid in South Africa. I've been there 5 times. I know we were born in South Africa. So we know what is apartheid, genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity and war crimes. Remember that. Today, the Prime Minister of Canada is meeting him, Trump, in the White House, Mark Carney. And the meeting will be tense because Trump is a madcap, you see. He says that you, Canada, you must become the 51st state. America has 50 states, you know. So all is the United, not United States of America, it's divided states of America. But he wants to bring in one more. So there, obviously, the Canadians are rejecting that. And Carney won on that ticket there, remember. Harvard University, Trump's administration say, we're not going to give you billions of dollars for your research and so forth, because your university is promoting anti-Semitism with the protest against Israel. So I thought you guys got freedom of expression, freedom of movement. So it shows you don't have that. You also are becoming another apartheid regime. You can say what you want to in America, but you should say free, free Palestine from the river to the sea. So that will be a crime. Go to hell. So we will bring you down, inshallah, with Allah's help. We just have to boycott you. Moscow, 4 airports in Moscow. We landed there in Moscow airport, you know. So you must remember, 4 of them all closed down. Ukraine has targeted the airports in Russia. But Russia, from Russia, would love, you know. 160 drones Putin and them fired, and now they, but it'll be temporary. Today all the airports will be open, inshallah. Trump says the harami, he wants to fool the Arab leaders, Saudi, Qatar and UAE. No, we will allow some food for the Gazan people because they are starving. Nay, they're not starving, you are making them to starve. You, the Americans, you, the British and Israelis. So this is an imposed starvation because your policy is extermination of the Palestinians and starvation. Remember, what goes round will come around. Inshallah, in our lifetime, Palestine will become one of the richest countries. And Saudi Arabia and Emirates and all these countries will become the poorest. And then Saddam Saleh Papa dance. Then you will see how things work out. And America is collapsing with the dollar and the empire already. Remember that Israel says now when we get into Gaza, that will be the conquest plan. You couldn't beat them, Hamas. Remember in 18 months, you haramis. Last night, late at night after the Q&A, I sent out one ex-general, senior person of the Israeli army. He said, if we are honest, Hamas won and Israel lost. So the people who know what's happening, you must remember, these are not Muslims. These are not people who are sympathetic to Islam or Muslim. These are your people, and they're telling you Hamas won and Israel lost. You must remember that. Imagine in America, they have a bill which they want to pass to ban Israeli boycotts. If you speak about it, that you must boycott America, boycott Israel. They can charge you for felony and crimes and so forth. We say go to hell. We say it loudly, Americans and Israeli jutlas and jutlis and Zionists. We must boycott America. All their KFC and McDonald's, all haram. Their Starbucks not worth their paper on which is written, remember that. And all these American places, boycott it all through Muslim. And Israelis, boycott all their stuff as far as possible. Bring them to the knees. They worship the money. That is your capitalism and secularism, haramis. So Turkey and US, Erdogan and Trump, you see, they say we have wonderful ties. So Erdogan invites him, Trump, to come visit us. Yeah, you must remember in Turkey, Istanbul, and you must remember that wherever is convenient for you. And Trump says, no, you must visit me there in the White House, you see. So he Turkey, that Erdogan plays a double game. 30% of the crude oil that goes to Israel is transported by Turkish ships and so forth. Can you believe that? Hind Rajab's killer is known. Now our people, our lawyers, our senior counsels will take him to court. Inshallah, they must hang him. That is the Islamic justice. One daughter of ours, 6 years old, she saw her family members murdered by Israel. The paramedics who went to help her, they murdered them deliberately as well. 355 bullets you're put into a girl, 6 years old. Shame on you, Israel. You all are the khabis. You are the pigs. You are the swines. You are the donkeys. You are the dogs. All these words enshrined in the noble Quran. For you, jutlas, remember that. The ICJ rejects Sudan's claim of genocide against UAE. I wonder how much UAE paid for that. You must remember, when anything comes in Saudi's favor or UAE's favor, you must follow the money trail. And Saudi Arabia got the World Cup for 2034. How many people you think they bribed up and so forth? They executed 100 people already this year, 2025. And you're telling me about human rights? Come off it, man. Go try and tell that to the animals in the Kruger Park. You whiteys can make us fools. You are the biggest racists and haramis. Put money in your pocket and then everything is fine. Allah has made this Gaza war that showed us who are the tayyib and the pure people and who are the khabis, the impure people. So that is what Quran teaches us. Oh, Didicom. Didicom was a big guy, a rapper and a musician. He used to invite Hillary Clinton and all of them to his jolts and parties. And then the ladies and the men, they said, this guy is busy there employing prostitutes and running a sex record and so forth. So he's in big trouble there in America, you see that. The next pope to be chosen, so the cardinals are coming in and they're meeting in the restaurants and they're discussing now how we're going to vote for the next pope. The black smoke come out, they may not accept it, you see. No black pope allowed. White smoke must come out, then it will be allowed. Haramis, when Afghanistan don't allow women to do certain things, the Zionist press, Western press got a big mouth to speak. Not one lady is allowed to vote here. What do you have to say about that? From Peter to Pope Francis, all were whiteys. How come no non-white was a pope? All biggest haramis are perfect, your God. Therefore, the Catholic Church also is for falling apart. No hope for the pope. South Africa, you must remember that. Yeah, you know where we are. Ikululeni. So EMPD police, 400 of them suspended approximately. Corruption, KFC, money, all corrupted. Our politicians, majority corrupted. Police corrupted from the top to the bottom, you understand, majority of them. One guy from Durban, he's got two wives and he got his girlfriend. Now he decides to take his girlfriend to Brazil for a bum job. Can you believe that? He tells her buttocks are not in proper shape, so now we'll make it in proper shape. We go to Brazil. The taxpayers will pay, but you don't have energy. You don't have water. Vellum, Tonga, Ladysmith. How many places I know of, you must know. Hopeless, useless men. These are the guys, you must put them in jail and tell them that you must return all the money you stole and so forth. G20 will be a success in South Africa, whether America participates or not. That is our vice deputy president saying so. And remember, in Mpumalanga, MP, 91,000 rand was paid per laptop computer. Each computer, 91,000 was paid for 22 laptops. So who is in charge of that? Who stole money? All crooks, if you ask me, you must remember. Where we are, Johannesburg is the most expensive city to live in South Africa regarding your food and everything else. So we have to patala, you know, because for the crookery, corruption, cronyism, CCC of the ANC, crime, criminals, corruption and cronyism give their parents jobs, you see. So that you call cronyism. So inshallah, the program today will be 8:30 to 9. Mufti Hassan Ali of America is in Pakistan. So Maulana Zaid will interview him. 11 to 12, bliss of marriage. 1 to 2, tafsir. Maulana, we have 11, 12 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, my daughter just became mukallaf. Is it necessary to perform qurbani for her as well? We follow the Shafi Mazhab.
MashaAllah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We the Indians will say that my daughter, my son just became baligh. The Cape Townians, they use the correct word. They say my son, daughter became mukallaf, meaning that she's just experiencing her menses now and she became baligha. Or the son had the ihtilam, wet dream, and in mukallaf. Mukallaf means now 5 times salat is compulsory. Fasting Ramadan is compulsory. So your daughter became mukallafa, mashallah. Is qurbani compulsory for the Shafi'i school now? So few people make it, remember that. It will suffice for everybody. So you are in Cape Town, you are in Kimberley and those places. So it's not compulsory you do so for your daughter who is baligha and mukallafa. According to Hanafis, remember, it's compulsory. You don't only take the money into consideration for qurbani and udhiyah. Everything extra. Extra clothes you got, you can put the value. Extra shoes you got, put the value. Extra cell phone you got, put the value. So everything extra that is permissible, you put the value and add it to the money. So it comes to 12,000 rand, qurbani is compulsory. So Hanafis, yes, it will be compulsory. Shafi is not compulsory, my brother.
Mufti Saab, most probably on Sunday is Mother's Day. What does Islam have to say about celebrating Mother's Day?
Yesterday, Moha Zahid and myself, we had a whole program on it. I sent it out to thousands of people. So remember, the Western culture makes us fools and idiots. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala calls their culture a jahiliyah, the days and the habits of ignorance. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 50. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْهُونَ. What are they looking and searching for the laws and the rules of jahiliyah, ignorance? So remember that they fool us. See how they fool us. January comes, they tell you New Year's Day. And when February comes, they tell you Valentine's Day. March, April comes, they tell you Easter. Now May comes, they tell you Mother's Day. Because we all have a special, special love and so forth for our beloved mother and so forth. You see that? So these enemies of Islam, they make all these days and they're laughing all the way to the bank. Chapter 5, verse number 50. And it's haram for you as a Muslim to advertise Mother's Day. to go buy and things for Mother's Day, and then on Sunday, you say, oh, my Ummi, I love you so much. For us as Muslims, every day is Mother's Day. When I lecture in the university and schools, I ask them, when last you kiss your mother's hand? The 2-3 students, 5 students pick up their hand. I say, how many of you kiss your girlfriend? And you see 80% picking up their hand. How many of you kiss your boyfriend? So they never kiss the father, but they kiss the boyfriend. So you can see how the indoctrination of the Western culture has taken place and permeated our society and communities and so forth. So remember, why don't you give a present to your mother today? Why don't you kiss your mother's hand today, your father's hand today? So remember, you want to know about the mother, father, go and read chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verses 23, 24, 25. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Every day, O Muslim, you should be reading for your beloved parents who are alive, that, Ya Allah, have mercy on them, as they nurtured me, trained me, coached me when I was a baby, when I was young. They passed away with Iman and Islam. Then we read this dua, chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. And remember the Western Kafir, non-Muslim culture, what they do? They tell their parents, you're a liability now. We will put you there in the old age home. We'll come visit you on Mother's Day and Father's Day. These are haramis. They are swines. Remember that. And so forth with their culture. Quran says so. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals. Nay, even animals are better than them. They're worse than animals, promoting gay business and lesbianism and dumping your parents in the old age home. And you Muslims, if I was president, the first people I'll punish are you who dumped your parents in the old age home. So I've been there so many a time. And they say, Bacche nahi aya, eat ke roz bhi nahi aya. How she's crying. My beloved son and grandchildren never came to visit me also on Eid day. They just dumped me here and left me. I don't have children, so I take my nephews, nieces. They hold them, they kiss them, because you, O Zalim, you don't take your own children to go visit your mother, father. Allah's curse be upon you.
Murki Sahab, my daughter is 21 years old. She had 5 proposals. And she said no to this boy. She's a hafiza, alima. She refuses to marry someone who is not an alim or a hafiz. Mufti Sahab, will Allah be displeased with her?
My sister, you must remember you're growing up now 21 years old. And remember, this is not a hadith. It's a saying in the Arabic language, Hammul banat ilal mamat. When you have daughters, then you're worried, concerned about them till death. So now your parents, and they're worried now because you seem to be very, very fussy. He must be a hafiz, he must be a alim, that's good. But you want real specifications. He must be a apra and so forth. He must be this language. He must be this. He must be a Mehman. He must be Urdu speaking. And all that also you must remember they have. And because that question came to me, then I sent it to Moha Salim because important questions I sent it. So there is written there. That she wants a special caste, you see that, and so forth and so on. So my advice to you, sister, is if you get a hafiz alim, very good. But if you don't get, it's better for you to get a muttaqi, a pious Muslim person, even if it's not an alim, even if it's not a hafiz, and you marry him, and he has good akhlaq and character, his belief structures are the same. Where we got dalil for that? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif Tirmidhi, idha khataba ilaykum mimman tardawna deenahu wa khuluqahu. When somebody proposes for your daughter, sister, niece, and his deen is correct, he's not Shia, Qadiani, Agahani, and so forth, kafirs and non-Muslim, wa khuluqahu, the character is good, and all that for zawiju. So get your daughter, sister married to him. Why? فإن لم تفعل, if you don't do so, تكون فتنة في الأرض وفساد عريض, then there'll be so much fitna, chaos, mayhem on this earth. So your example, my sister, is that, you know, a guy is obsessed. I must drive a 500 SE Mercedes and that 600. Me, I don't know these things there, you see. So anyway, but people, they have that obsession. I must drive this type of car. So whether they can afford it or not, never mind. I'll get a loan from the bank and that's all the haram things. So your specifications seem to be, I don't know you, I don't know your parents, but you sent me the question, then I sent it to Muhammad Salim. So you must remember that to me it seems your specifications are too high. In my own family and friends, I know of ladies who are so specific and so many specifications. Today, they're 50, 60, 70 years old. They never got married. So what good is that, sister? So lower your expectations and ask Allah, send that person to me and for me, fihi khair, that is good for me in this world and in the year after. You, daughter, Beti, Ladli, Sahibzadi, that your parents are waiting for you, that you must make the right decision. So all parties read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. How good to see your wife. 4 o'clock you woke up and she's reading Tahajjud Salat. How good to see the wife woke up and she saw the husband in sujood and is making dua to Allah for the Ummah, for Palestine, for Sudan, for Kashmir, for the Rohingya Muslims. So that is what we want, remember that. It's not necessary, must be a Hafiz and Alim and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, which is the best animal to make Qurbani?
Remember that the best animal will be the one that is the healthiest animal and the most expensive and so forth. Now I give you example. Yeah, in South Africa, majority of us, we love sheep. And you go Malawi, majority of the people there, they love goat meat. So it will differ from place to place and so forth. People have their own, you understand, taste and so forth. وَلِلنَّاسِ فِي مَا يَعْشِقُونَ مَذَاهِبُ. The Shair, the poet says, people have their own ideas and so forth. So as long as it is halal animal and it is healthy animal, Allama Kasani rahimahullah and them discussed this issue. Then they said, some ulama said it's hadith, but it's not authentic hadith. أَذِّمُوا ضَحَايَاكُمْ فَإِنَّهَا مَطَايَاكُمْ. Take your animals and for qurbani and udhiya, must be nice, fat and healthy, because that will be your means on conveyance straight to Jannah. So don't look for cheap animal. I'm sending money to India, to Rajasthan, because it's 1,000 rand and so forth. Half those animals are in Sakarat already, they are dead already. So send your animals there. So mashallah, the Majlisul Ulama, we will send it out today. Send it there to people, Maulana, Mufti Boda and Maulana Faran and them here in Dajir. Wonderful operation they have. I made eat there with them once and I went to see the whole operation. Excellent it is, you must remember. So choose such people and don't just look for cheap. You all don't know Afrikaans in Durban. Goedkoop as dierkoop. Sometimes you look for cheap. And it works out more expensive. You bought a cheap animal and 1 day, 2 days, 3 days before Eid, it died. You see that? And now you have to buy another animal. So always choose the best. Remember, healthy, expensive, nicely. Inshallah, Allah will reward you abundantly. Remember that. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khayran ahsan al-jazam.